Lockdown skeptic MP slams crazed scientists who have socialist wet dream of locking down Britons again. By Victoria Friedman on December 7, 2021. Lockdown skeptic Conservative MP Sir Desmond Swain has criticized the mad scientists advising the government, accusing them of having a socialist wet dream of introducing more coronavirus restrictions before Christmas. Prime Minister Boris Johnson is expected to announce next week whether Christmas can go ahead as normal as possible or whether he will attempt to introduce further restrictions, after already having reintroduced the mask mandate on public transport and in shops last month in response to the discovery of the Omicron variant of the Chinese coronavirus. Ministers are said to be unsure whether, by next week, the government will lift the mask mandate or introduce new rules, which could include introducing vaccine passports for large events. One source at No. 10 Downing Street told the I newspaper on Monday, "We are only a week into the new restrictions and we just don't have the data that we need yet. It will take a week or two to know slightly more about the variant." Asked whether the UK should be considering more restrictions, lockdown skeptic Conservative MP Sir Desmond Swain told Julia Hartley Brewer on talk radio on Tuesday morning, "No. We've already gone far too far." He went on to criticize the various official and non-official scientific groups, some of which advise the government, saying, "I am absolutely at a loss as to the extraordinary state of affairs as these crazed scientists, these Dr. Strange loves of SPIM, SAGE, Independent SAGE, believe that their socialist wet dream is about to come true and they'll be able to control our lives again and impose all sorts of sanctions upon us." On Sunday, a member of the influential Scientific Advisory Group for Emergencies, SAGE, had suggested that restrictions could be introduced in the new year. Professor Sir David Spiegelhalter from the University of Cambridge said that while the government would love not to disrupt Christmas, what happens after Christmas, of course, is another matter. Sir Desmond's remarks come after fellow lockdown skeptic Tory Sir Christopher Chope accused the government of waging a propaganda war on the British people to keep them compliant and in support of continued restrictions, saying of his few dozen colleagues in the Commons appearing to be fighting a losing battle against the government and opposition to keep restrictions on the table. Sir Christopher said, "The only way we will win is by getting a change in public opinion. And that's where this propaganda war is being waged. The government is waging a propaganda war and it's obsessed by going out and doing opinion polls. Well, if your propaganda is successful, and you ask those people, they'll say, 'Yes, I'm very happy to have my freedoms restricted.'" The government has been keeping in reserve under its Plan B for dealing with the pandemic over winter domestic vaccine passports, meaning that only those who are fully vaccinated can enter large and certain other venues, should the measures be brought in. Initially associated with nightclub entry, and ostensibly only affecting the young, Sir Desmond Swain had warned in August that vaccine passports were a Trojan horse for an identity card system and that the pass could easily be rolled out to exclude the unvaccinated from other aspects of everyday life.